This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
And the Rockies red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
As Golden Pipes, he sings the national anthem at a bunch of the Vegas Golden Knight games. And he's been the talk of the town, especially with a tweet from a certain Miss Carrie Underwood last week. We've got him on the phone right now, Carnell Johnson!
Yeah! Good morning.
Oh, that voice. I love it. How are you this morning, Carnell?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you very much. How are you?
It's good. We're good. We're so happy to have you on the show. And just want to tell you first off, what an amazing set of pipes you really have. How did you get started in singing? And you're an opera singer too, right?
Yeah, I'm a classically trained opera singer, and it really all started. There are cassette tapes for, you know, people who don't know what those are out there. They're little rectangles that can play music on.
Yeah.
There's recordings of me at like the age of 3 and 4, singing George Michael, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, along with my mom. And really that kind of just sparked an interest, and I've really been in some form of music one way or another ever since then. My real career, I guess, started in 7th grade when I joined choir. And it's just been going for the last 20 plus years.
So how did you get involved with the Golden Knights organization? When was the first time you ever sang the national anthem for them?
So the first time I sang the national anthem was, I believe, in mid-February for a Chicago Blackhawks game. They had called me because one of their singers was sick and they needed a replacement. And I auditioned early in the season, before the season, back in August. And I was put on the list and just wasn't getting a call. And then finally, 6 months later, I get this call. I go in and sing. They love it. And they call me back the next week and the next week. And things just roll from then.
How does it work when you're actually performing the national anthem? Do you interact with any of the players before the game? Do you see them? Are you back in the Golden Knights locker room getting ready? And if so, who is your favorite player so far?
Well, I don't get to see the players. I think before the game, they kind of quarantine them off so that they can get their minds and what's about to happen. You know, they don't need people coming up and fanboy and fangirling all over them. But that being said, I do see them warming up. It's known that hockey players usually kick around a soccer ball just for warm-ups, just because it's good for lingering and everything. So I see them doing that. But I have my own little dressing room in T-Mobile Arena that I go into, and I get to you get to warm up there. I get to do whatever I need. And as far as a favorite player, there's so many. But I got to say that right now, Carlson is probably just at the top of the list.
Wow, Bill. He's something else. Now, Carnell, I think that the talk has been that you are just such a great person to sing the national anthem. I love how you give the pause for everyone to scream out Knights during your version. But people really started talking last week when Carrie Underwood sends out a tweet saying, hey, Vegas Golden Knights, I'm cheering for you guys now and I'd love to sing the national anthem. And the Golden Knights said, you know what? They were flattered. That's great, but no thanks. So a lot of people were upset because they're like, no, Carnell's our man.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it. We've had great luck with him. So the question is, did they turn Carrie Underwood down because you're going to be doing it? What's your status here?
I honestly don't have an official word on that. I knew that they were playing with the idea. They were toying around with it, and they were contacting me, letting me know, hey, this is a possibility, so be ready for anything. And when they posted that in the RJ that said, thanks but no thanks, I was just as surprised as everyone else.
So are you singing the national anthem tomorrow night?
Hold on one second. Let's get that. Hold on one second. That's a big question. Let me
hold on.
The drum roll. Cornell, we love the dramatic pause and the response. So Mercedes, ask him the question again.
Cornell Johnson, Golden Pipes, will you be singing the national anthem at tomorrow night's Vegas Golden Knights game?
The answer to that is... I will be there, but I don't know which anthem I'm singing yet.
Wait, you're singing, but you don't know if you're doing ours or theirs?
Nope. You know, people are just going to have to either get to the game or tune in somehow and find out if I play both of them or one or the other.
Oh, so you're definitely singing.
We don't know which anthem, though.
Exactly.
He got us. You got us. No, well, I'm glad to know you will be singing, though.
Yes.
You will be a part of it. We need you. You're kind of like, it's kind of like the playoff beard. It's working. Why change it?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. You know, they say don't fix what's not broken. And, you know, me coming in and doing what I can at home, I have a 4-1 record when I sing. So I'm always willing to come in at any time.
JC, he took vocal lessons, so he could be a better singer. And he's got a couple of, I don't know if you have a tip or a trick, but JC's was what? What was your vocal exercise?
With the tongue, inhale right now, Carnelli. And as you're exhaling, kind of roll your tongue like. See, he's ready to go.
His sounds good. Yours does not sound as good. Carnell, we love having you as a part of this sport and representing our city, and your voice is amazing. And thank you for coming on the show. We can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
There's Golden Pipes right there. We love him.
We should have him sing the national anthem for our show. Maybe not every day, but maybe once a month.
Yeah, like, and we would have to stand up in studio and pay respect, but what a voice he has. There he is. Cornell Johnson, you heard it here first. An exclusive. He will be singing tomorrow night. We just don't know if it's one anthem or both anthems.
Yeah.
We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.